On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
It's a Tori show, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time again. Here woo-hoo. She is. Ooh, woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo. By the way, the Tori show will be coming back this fall.
Get out!
The new season is going to premiere.
You actually were in contractual agreement?
Yeah, you know, you have to get the summer off, and you know.
Wow, very cool. Well, so you certainly made some very good terms with your contract.
I think so. I think we'll do it seasonally. It'll be like a season thing, like all the popular shows are.
Let me know who your agent is. I'd love to be involved with that.
Yeah, Massachusetts doesn't do agents. Isn't that weird?
They don't?
No. Because when I was in acting a while back, you know, the Screen Actors Guild and all of those things, which I didn't join, but there's no actors. I mean, no agents per se in Massachusetts. New York and California.
Really?
Yes.
I find that bizarre.
Isn't that? Maybe we should start something. Because I wanted one and other people might want one.
Are you sure about this, Torrance?
Well, as of 2013, which is the last time I was in...
Well, that's fairly recent.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Agent in the sense that no one gets you jobs.
Well, yeah, they don't have that kind of setup here
really?
In this state.
I can't imagine.
I mean, we only recently became one of those film tax credit things anyway in the last decade.
Yeah, tax credits.
Right. So... Maybe it's a slow process, but New York and LA always had it happening, so that was already going to go on. Yeah, because I was bummed. I'm like, oh, I can just get an agent to help me. No, you can't.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. You can get a publicist.
Probably.
And they can probably do something. You see, you have to have connections with all the bosses, which is kind of easy to do.
Yeah.
I know. It's, you know, I would do it with you, but there's so much work.
That's what she said.
No, she didn't. You would assume that's what she would say.
That's your answer for everything now.
It is.
Every time I say that. No, she didn't.
I feel argumentative.
Yeah, you do. You are.
Welcome to the program. It's a Tori thing.
It is. It's me.
This is crazy. We also do a television thing, which is kind of fun. We're going to be starting. I spoke to someone because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. You spoke to someone. I don't like where this is going.
Right, that's what she said. Oh, you did. She did say that.
Because it can go anywhere.
What she said.
She likes it all.
Yeah. Start a YouTube channel.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're going to have some of the visual things that we
get
do.
Get some subscribers. Sub us, everybody. Sub us.
Now, do you know that stuff?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know a lot. Like, there's monetary things and there's annotations and, you know, you can do all kinds of editing with it. It's a funky little place.
Would you think you know more than I do about it?
I don't. Maybe. Oh, maybe.
No, of course you do.
I know. Okay. But the point
being
is...
Being nice.
Well, you know what else? Google owns YouTube. You know that.
Correct.
So it's like they own anything you put on there is technically their property.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a fuzzy area if you get really big. But you know what? Justin Bieber started there, and he got big, and he took it off on his own and said goodbye. So.
Yeah, then look what happened to him.
I know.
That's a shame.
The Biebs. He's performing at the Brockton Radio Shack in a couple of months. You know, I was going to talk about this on the Tori show, but I think I'm going to talk about it now real quick because it's so funny. I can't even wait.
Okay.
There's this Facebook page. It's a parody, but nobody knows it's a parody. Uh-huh. I mean, not no one, but a lot of people don't. It's called The Usual Suspects. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go to The Usual Suspects on Facebook, if you can find the right one, they promote concerts at fake, like it's a fake concert. Like,
oh my God.
But people believe it. Like,
can they buy tickets? Can you buy tickets?
Oh, no.
Okay.
But the people share on these posts and they're like, oh, I can't wait. Like the latest one is Adele at the Quincy train station.
Yes.
Because she's going to be at the TD Garden September 14th or
I
something.
See.
So they made it September 14th at the Quincy T station. And people are like, I want to go. And they have, you know, featuring Train. Get it?
Oh, very cute.
And see, they have, like, they had, you know, corn at the Whole Foods Market. but get it again.
Yeah.
So they're very, it's, people believe it though. And I think it's hilarious. They're always commenting, oh, someone share. I always smile when someone shares one of these posts, and I've seen someone share it and I just laugh. I'm like, wow, this person is really kind of dumb.
Yeah.
They're fooled by things on the web. Everything they read and they believe. It's one of those kind of people.
Like Trump supporters.
Yeah, oh, it must be true. Oh, did you hear about the Trump supporter that got beat up?
No, I did not.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is trending also. He had a Trump t-shirt on.
Yes.
Trump supporting.
Yes.
He was like 60-something years old.
Oh, no.
And apparently he got attacked. But you know what they don't tell you? That makes a great like blurb, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But you know what? What did he say? Did he say anything? Did his mouth open up and start right. with his racial slurs or anything? Oh, of course. You can't just be wearing a t-shirt and get assaulted, but they love to make it look like that's what happened.
So, oh, so it was... Oh,
you got to get the backstory of these things. People just read headlines, and even about Hillary, whoever, they read it, and they or Trump, they believe it. Why don't you dig a little deeper, you dumb-dumb? It's
my
not
God.
My job oh, my to God. Educate you to go figure out what the real story is here. Oh, I'm sick of people. They just, at face value, everything, it's true.
This campaign has brought out the worst in people.
Yes.
Everybody is so...
Indignant.
It's awful.
They didn't know what that means, half the people either, so...
Trump supporters? No, it's just, it's just brought out the worst. It's brought out racial profiling, bigotry, anger, bullying, profanity. It's just... brought
out. We're shining a light on all of it.
They've found the animal in human beings, and he's extracted it and using it in a very animalistic following manner.
Well, guess what? Donald Trump is going to come in fourth. I have it on very good authority.
I didn't even know the other two were even going to be in
debates
or anything.
That's what I'm saying.
So now Trump doesn't want to do debates unless he agrees to the terms, which means they have to be on his terms.
He's going down.
He knows right down. That once he hits a debate stage, you can't read off a script on a debate stage. And that's the stuff where he comes down in flames.
He's not a leader. All these Republicans are coming out against him and saying, we don't want him in charge of, you know, dangerous, you know, codes and the fate of the
they
world.
Are, well, a lot of them are, but here's their problem, and you're very aware of this, is that the citizens of the Republican army...
citizens of the world!
Unite! Beat up the kid! They have voted Trump as their nominee, fair and square at the polls. No matter how shady he was or whatever the case may be, he got the vote. So they have to be very careful because it is 30, 40, maybe 50% of Republican Party who is behind him. So they can't fool with that, really. So they have to be very careful.
I don't care.
I know you don't care. I'm just saying, that's the reason. Yeah. That's the reason.
Hey, did you hear Delta Airlines had a whole...
sure did.
Okay.
Sure did.
So, that was a computer. Something went wrong in the computer.
Yeah, they blamed it on a power outage.
Okay.
But it was not.
Right. What was it?
A computer problem.
And you know what? Where I'm going with that?
No, I do not.
I'm not sure...
How could I?
Telepathy? Telepathy? I think I might have talked about this before on the show. I'm not sure. If I haven't, I need to right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have. I must have.
Okay.
Terrorism.
Yes.
In the form of financial crisis, internet. That's where the problem is, really.
That's where the real threat is.
I mean, we understand people are getting blown up and killed and all of that. And maybe that's where the tension is shifted right now. But listen, people. Listen to me. It's going to be the internet. It's going to be the everything that we rely on. And they've talked about that for years and kind of, you know, toyed with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but that's really where it's going to be. Remember the movie Die Hard 2, actually?
Yes, I
now,
do.
I'm talking that was like, what, 20 years ago? The second one even, 20, long time ago. What happened in that, the plot of that basically was these terrorist people got a hold of these flight things where they could crash planes. They could be the controller.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's fiction. And we thought, oh, that's kind of scary, but that can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, all these years later, if things like this are happening with planes, really think about it. Think about where the next move could be and how you're going to prevent that.
If you're going to have computers actually autopiloting our lives,
right.
besides planes,
right.
That all becomes very feasible. I've spoken to quite a few guests over the past few months who have agreed with you, Tori, without even knowing you.
It's not even a tinfoil hat thing. I mean, I hate Alex Jones, all that stuff for conspiracy theorists. It's all weirdos. I get that. But this is legitimate.
It's absolutely, and it's very doable.
Yes.
And absolutely, if people can hack into Hillary's emails in an email system, and of course, there's higher security on airlines and on money, so financial markets.
Define the word security even now.
You can hack into anything, basically. And some of these people are expert hackers. Right. And we have to be, it's like terrorism. You have to be on it. You have to be right every single time.
And I'm sure they are. They're people watching,
of course. But the one time that you're wrong and it slips through, you can bring an entire airline down, the whole financial system.
Exactly.
You can shut people out of their money at ATMs.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you can shut down the entire...
It's only a matter of time.
Industry. Yeah.
It absolutely is. It's the wheels are turning.
They are.
So I have no money in the bank. I have $12.
Well, maybe that's not why.
That's not why. That's probably not
why. But you're probably ahead of your time.
If I were like one of these J-Lo, Kanye people or whatever that has all this money and fame and fortune and everything, and I'm working with decimals on ones and zeros on a friggin' computer screen?
You're right. No, you're absolutely right. There's no question about it. I never... ever did online banking. I never would. I can't imagine doing that. If I don't have the time or the shoes to walk into a branch, then
Don't ever walk into branches. That's why you got to prune. I've walked into branches before and my eye, they poke you right in the eye. A branch, you got to do some pruning. I was doing pruning before.
I see where we're kind of not talking about.
Oh, I see. I get distracted.
No, yes.
I was looking out at some trees.
Oh.
Because I thought I just saw like a small potbelly pig outside or something in the bushes. And it still hasn't come out of the bush. So I'm just waiting for it to come back out. The weirdest animal I just saw outside. It's right in those bushes right over there.
There are a lot of potbelly pigs in this area.
I'm serious.
Well, we broadcast from Vietnam. People should know that.
I know.
They're Vietnamese
Vietnam
pigs.
Just won their first Olympic medal. And congratulations. I don't know what it was for. I only heard I didn't research that enough, but I just heard them saying that. I'm like, wow, good for you, Vietnam.
Good for you, Vietnam.
Whatever happened there with the Olympics.
Good for you, Vietnam.
Yes.
I actually, outside the window of the studio here, I have actually from time to time seen coyotes.
Yeah, I've seen them too.
Oh, okay. It's a big deal.
At my house.
And elephants. And
wild turkeys.
And hippopotamus.
Yeah. But
I drink sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
So,
that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
I think we all agree.
I think that's how you see the animals. What?
It's moving. Okay.
What is it?
It's moving behind that bush. The bush just moved. I don't know. But it's raining out now, which is good because the drought might be over, people.
Do you think we might have a potbelly pig epidemic in this area?
I don't know what it was. It just hasn't come out behind the bush yet. And I just am focused on this bush to find out why it won't. What's going on? Is it a dog?
That's what she said. That's what she said.
I'm afraid to look at my paper.
No, you don't want to miss the pig coming out of the bush.
I don't know what it is, and that's a weird thing.
Did
you ever think you'd say that sentence in your life?
No. I don't want to miss the pig coming out of the bush.
No, you don't.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Or going in.
Children of all ages.
Right, don't go to those websites.
Tori, do you know it would take approximately 7 inches of rain in most areas of Massachusetts from which we podcast in order to equal...
Right.
What we have suffered from the drought.
Yeah, I
believe
you.
To erase the drought.
The ponds are all like muck now.
Yeah, 7 inches of rain would have to be a good, steady rain for a period of time. Not these little sprinkles, and then it clears up, and then it sprinkles again.
Yeah, I think it might rain all week, though.
It would have to rain almost continually.
Right.
It's not enough rain.
No.
See, these little pockets of rain, here's your weather report.
I know, I was going to say, we're going there?
Yeah, no, we're not. These little pockets of rain last for maybe 2-3 hours, and then it's done.
Right.
That's not going to do anything.
No,
unfortunately.
It won't. Remember how I told you I watched TV once?
What day did you watch? Was it 2 weeks ago, or when did you watch TV?
No, just recently. We were talking before the show, and I won't rehash what we talked about, because it's personal.
Yeah.
But I will say that when I was changing channels, I came across The Kelly Show. And you know what? It used to be, years ago, I remember it well, Regis and Kathy Lee. And that's when I liked it.
Yes.
Even because there's something about their chemistry and everything was great.
Yeah.
And then she left and Kelly Ripa came on and then he left and I don't know what happened. But anyway, now it's The Kelly Show. I don't know how she managed to wrangle that, but good for her. And she had this Jerry O'Donnell guy. I guess she has co-hosts now.
Right,
okay, fine. But you know what? It couldn't hold my attention for more than 5 minutes. I was like, what is this about? Not that I don't like her because I think she's cool. But I'm trying to figure out how I'm supposed to be paying attention to this show when it was...
The original one, if we may say, were two people that were... She was always a lot younger. His co-hosts were always a lot younger. Kathy Lee.
Right.
But she was wacky and it worked out well.
Right, yeah.
Then when he brought Kelly Ripa on, it started to get a little awkward to me.
Yeah.
It was like, now here's a really old guy with his granddaughter. And, it's like, they just, everything they were talking about was from different...
They were in different generations.
Yeah.
And I liked her from All My Children. I always liked that show when I used to watch it years and years ago.
Yeah. She was better as a second banana, and now as a top banana.
Yeah.
And I think the show is slipping. I really do.
I don't watch it. I just happened, as I said, I was flipping it, and I went, oh, what's this?
So they've decided not to do a co-host then. It is indeed it's the Kelly show.
Yeah, the Kelly show.
It says that on the title?
It said it on the title.
She probably insisted on that.
Maybe.
She was sick of co-hosts.
She has that much clout?
Yeah. Because the show's over otherwise. She's the only one left.
I don't know what her gimmick is, though.
There isn't one.
No, she's a nice person, mom, thin. She never gains an ounce. I can relate to a lot of those things.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
Who am I to judge? Yeah. I just didn't catch it. I didn't think it was that entertaining for me.
Well, it was the only show you watched. That's the problem.
Yeah. I don't want to get watching TV, though. I don't like it. It's a bad idea.
It's easier than reading.
But the Olympics. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. The Olympics are on now, and I used to really like watching them.
I hate them.
I haven't watched him this year.
I can't watch him.
I used to like him so much. What's going on?
They seem because we are so TV'd out. You're not even TV'd out.
I watched some kind of horse jumping, and the guy right away fell off.
Some kind of horse.
Horse decided to stop right in front of the thing, and the guy went right over.
Now that's cool,
I guess.
See, I like it when people falter. Because that's human sacrifice.
Yeah.
But I'm not interested in their silly little games anymore. I agree with you. And I used to watch a lot.
Right.
Not from a sports point of view, but it just didn't happen all that often. It was every 4 years. Now it's every two.
Right.
At the winter and then
summer. Yeah, they alternate.
And so now it's like, all right, this is too much. It's not that special a deal anymore.
But I still like the winter better. I love the winter games.
You know, Tori, I totally don't care that somebody can run faster than somebody else. I just... totally don't care. And when I watch the swimming and they're going back and forth in the pool, Marco Polo, you know, it's just like, you know, it's like, so what? So you're swimming back and forth and you were faster by a split second.
Well, that's
what am I supposed to do?
Have an
orgasm here? I mean, what's the big deal? But why? Well,
but you know what they're doing? They're making up stories behind the stories now. Like, for instance,
they always did that.
Michael Phelps, he's sitting there, apparently, you know, zoned out.
Yeah.
And they said he was given another swimmer the evil eyeball. That's how they interpreted that.
Yeah.
The guy can't even just sit there.
Because they know it's so boring that they
have to
make the backstory.
Poor guy.
It's just ridiculous.
You got to be careful. If there's cameras around you, you just better be.
So stupid.
Just don't touch yourself. Don't scratch yourself. I mean, be careful because they're going to catch you and make a big story about it.
I can't. And then the gymnastics, I don't get it. You know, it's. Mm. I've been to shows where they have acrobats. I've been to circuses.
Cirque du Soleil, where they do people instead of animals.
Exactly.
Which is humane.
You know, and I see them, like, do somersaults and tumble and stuff. And now if I see them competing, it's like, well, I've seen better people
I've
than
seen
that.
Better, yeah. You know, it's what? Cirque du Soleil is better than the Olympics.
It is.
So what's that
about?
What's
the difference?
It's a big difference. I think...
And I'm watching these little children do it, too. You know, they should be in school or potty training.
They're not. Well, you know what's weird about that? These girls that have gymnastics that are really start young and they really just go all out for the Olympics, then they never develop.
No, they've never even had their periods.
No, because it's your body goes into a weird kind of thing and it's all confused. That's a little scary.
And the steroids?
Yeah. Well, they don't allow those.
Oh.
But you know what there is? The first transgender triathlete is in the Olympics this year, I found out, because she did a Nike ad. Look, it's he. It's he. He did a Nike ad. And his name is Chris Mosier.
And or Christine Miller.
No. Well, he's a good-looking guy.
He used to be a woman.
So he's very handsome, I think. Anyway. But
maybe
the point
is, there's nothing wrong with changing genders if you can look better as the other one.
Absolutely. Like Kris Jenner. I mean, Bruce Jenner. But they're both the same. I don't know. Caitlyn.
I don't think either of them look very good.
Well, funny thing is, Caitlyn used to be Bruce Jenner, who was an athlete in the Olympics, right?
Correct.
Now, what if he wanted to come back and compete? As a woman, and he started winning medals, would anybody be upset thinking, well, he was a guy, that's why he's beating women? Do you think that would be a thing?
What is the definition of a guy or a girl? Is it the penis and the other thing?
Well, I mean, I think what's happening with transgender is you can take some kind of either testosterone or estrogen to help balance out what you want to accomplish. So in other words, this Chris Mosier who was a female is taking testosterone,
okay,
becoming as a male. So when he's competing, he has almost like a disadvantage, don't you think? Because men, or he's competing against men that were born right. with those chromosomes, and right. that's the way they are. So he's challenged. So my point is, if you have a man that transgenders into a woman, female,
yeah.
and then competes against other quote legitimate female, for lack of a better term,
right.
and she starts winning medals, will the other female athletes start going, well, hey, she used to be a guy, so she already has a step up? I mean, yeah. is it going to be science getting people that really don't understand how it works, and there's, you know, an uproar when it's the other way around? Now, obviously, this woman is a man, so she's smaller. He's smaller than a guy that was probably born right. male. So, you know,
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
It's very curious
how that works politically, if people are going to get upset.
I guess it's the rule, you know, whatever rules they do.
It just gets things confusing a little bit when, you know, when you get things like the Olympics. In life in general, transgender away. I guess yeah. when it comes to Olympics and things, then people look at their politics are going to really start getting and going, well, you know.
It's so confusing.
There's no steroids, but there's testosterone.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's all kind of weird.
It is, because things are so complicated. Nothing is simple anymore.
Nothing is simple.
It's like Russia, you know, invading Ukraine.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to invade Ukraine, mm-hmm. and we're going to win the 200-meter.
There's too much on their plate.
It really is.
Putin needs to relax, but, you know, him and Trump, there's been talk.
Well, bromance.
Many people are saying.
Yeah.
Many people are saying. You know, that's the new hashtag?
Because they both, trending. I think they both actually secretly admire each other's.
Well, obviously.
But besides that, their drive, their aggression, yeah. their I don't take any shit from anybody yeah. attitudes. And I think they both.
They're cut from find the same cloth.
Yeah, they are.
Right.
And I think they would be bros. And I don't know. I think that's weird. I just think it's weird.
But do you think Donald Trump is going to keep saying, many people are saying, because he's being yes. know, ridiculed for it now?
Yes. Because he can't stop anything. He has no stop. Ability.
You're right.
The only time he can do it is when he's reading off a teleprompter.
Ah, yes.
And even when he did that recently, but he said something, he interjected something, mm-hmm. and that caused a big problem. That was about...
He is a big problem.
He was. He is a big problem. He actually said if Hillary Clinton gets in the White House,
right.
then she's going to appoint judges.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to ruin everything as far as all the legal decisions are for our country. She wants to kill the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms and stuff.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And then he says, and once she's president, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing we can do about it except the Second Amendment, people. They probably know what to do. That's basically saying, after she's president, when she does stuff you don't agree with, you everybody who bears guns certainly would want to shoot Hillary Clinton.
You really think that's what he's saying? That's brave. I don't know if he can say that.
He said it. And now the firestorm now is that the Secret Service and the FBI got involved, saying, I believe it's possible that an assassination attempt could be possible because... Okay. Trump doesn't realize that his words can actually trigger somebody doing something.
Right, of course.
That's how stupid the man is. And now this is the new thing.
Right.
I really agree with you. By the time the debates are over and the mm-hmm. election day comes, I don't think there's going to be too many left except for those core Trump supporters that wouldn't leave him even if he shot somebody. Perhaps Hillary.
They're deranged. These poor people, that's what I was thinking.
They're not deranged, they're being used.
Well, this
and
poor
they don't
man
realize it.
That got beat up for wearing a Trump shirt yeah. or whatever he said or didn't say, you know what, you got to leave these people alone. Mm. They're obviously mentally handicapped wearing these shirts. It's like beating up the disabled. Just leave them alone, let them go
it's
off
like
in
wearing,
their world.
It's like wearing a Yankees shirt at a Red Sox game.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but that's asking for trouble.
You're asking for a little controversy, yeah.
But plus, you're at a Red Sox game. I mean, they're already riled up enough.
Where they are riled
and sports
up.
Sports fans
Correct.
And all this stuff Correct. And Boston.
Because
and
the baseball is such an incredible...
contact sport.
It's a contact sport, and you get so emotionally involved.
In the octagon where they play in those seven
yes,
bases.
Yes.
I know so much about it.
It's really something. I mean, you can mess with me, but don't mess with the guys wearing uniforms with sticks and balls. Don't mess with that.
You know, it's just another distraction, people. It's just another distraction. It is. They got sports. They have television. We have movies. We have celebrities. We have everything trying to distract us from anything real going on. They don't want you to focus on that because then you'd be afraid. You'd say, okay, we have to change this because this is absurd. So don't focus on that. Watch the Yankees. Watch Kanye. Yeah, watch the, you know, network news. Don't ever get informed.
Yeah.
Never. You have to be a sheep and just follow, do what you're told. That's the American way.
A lot of the problem is the internet and Trump. Trump makes stuff up. I mean, Hillary, I did a show a couple of days ago about this. All Hillary has to do is say, look, I've done some stupid stuff
here. Just admit
I made mistakes. If you're going to do stuff, you're going to make mistakes along the way.
Maybe she will say that. I think there's still time.
It's getting late there, man. I don't know why she can't do that. But Trump actually says the opposite. He says, says I never apologize for anything. I never take anything back because that's a sign of weakness. I just can't imagine. But if Hillary just apologized, I think she'd be a lot better off.
I think that might happen.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give up hope. It can still happen.
Crazy crap.
Hey, you know, there was a, in Kansas, there was a tragedy a water slide.
Are you all right?
Oh, not my, I've never been to Kansas.
Okay.
But, a friend of mine lives there. He's from Brockton, and he moved to Kansas. He's quite happy there. I couldn't live there only because it's so landlocked. I need the ocean.
Of course, because you spend time at the ocean every year.
I got to get to the ocean. I don't need a plane ride to get to the ocean. I have to be able to drive to the ocean.
You went through a tornado in Florida.
I did.
So, you know, in Kansas, that's kind of like almost normal.
Yeah, that's why another reason I couldn't live there. Those tornadoes scare me.
Duh.
Well, when you're in one, it's even worse. Let me just clue you.
Really?
It really is because you're like terrified and there's no place to run. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
But no, there's the world's tallest water slide. See, I didn't know this. Mm. It's called Insanity in German. I don't even know what the German word is. It starts with a V, but it means
Wienerschnitzel.
Something like that. That's what it means, insanity in German. Mm-hmm. So this little boy was killed on this water slide.
What happened?
It's some kind of a neck injury, although.
He slipped?
Oh, no. Right. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it because you're going so fast from such a height that his head came off.
His head came off?
Yes. So.
Oh, my God.
I know. So that's kind of serious. And he was the son of one of the legislators in Kansas or representatives or something.
Oh, my
God. Some political guy.
Oh, my God.
And he was 10 years old.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine being at the pool at the bottom of the slide?
Oh, yeah. There was all kinds
of
this trauma.
I can't
But anyway,
even.
Yeah, it was very horrific and it's sad. I don't know how often these things are inspected. I read that it was open for 2 years. Yeah. It opened 2 years ago. I don't know how often it's inspected. The straps were coming loose and a couple people have complained about the Velcro straps being loose and coming off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, I wouldn't even go on it. I'm terrified of things like that. So now this would make me even. But I wonder if people are even going to be like, oh, no, I'm really going to go on it. That sounds really scary and terrifying.
Enjoy.
You know?
Enjoy.
Shut it down. I can't imagine that it wouldn't be shut down now. It's closed periodically while they investigate. But
every 3 weeks they close it down.
I mean, you know, this
for another head injury.
Why is this? Why do these things exist?
It's too much. But you're right. If a 10-year-old kid, I don't know how much of a decision it makes. He makes and understands that this is death-defying.
He was very small, and they have to be so many hundreds of pounds and needed to be on these rafts.
Well,
they're rafts.
So, all right, so maybe he actually infiltrated incorrectly.
Well, they should have screened him. I mean, it's also so tragic.
Crap happens, but you know, it's kind of our responsibility to say, this looks like something can happen, and if it does, I guess I have to own this. Have you ever bungee jumped?
No.
I would never.
Yeah, I can't picture you bungee jumping.
You can't picture me on a motorcycle or bungee jumping.
Anything frightening, Ron. Anything scary.
Well, you're absolutely right.
You play it safe.
I do play it safe.
Why take risks?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. And even if I do take risks and I could still injure myself, why would I want to have broken bones and broken legs because I wanted to be thrilled?
You don't even like walking on the ice.
No, I don't.
So I can't imagine bungee jumping.
No, I can't.
I don't even think, but you know, if you're going to...
Would you bungee jump?
Well, I don't think I would, but if you bungee jump and something went wrong, isn't it over like that?
Yes, so that's good?
Yeah. That's the only thing about this ride, I was thinking, this water slide with this kid, it probably was over so fast.
Well,
he didn't suffer. And I feel almost relieved when people don't suffer.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Even though it's so tragic, I'm like, thank God he didn't even suffer. He was having fun at the having fun doing something fun, and then it was over.
I agree.
That's how I would like to go. Having fun, and then you don't even know.
But why would you even choose to jump off a bridge on a cord that is going to make your face go near the ground and then slingshot you back up?
Because it's kind of a thrilling feeling, maybe? Don't you think? I mean, maybe, that's the purpose?
Maybe if you have trouble peeing, that would help. But other
well, yeah.
than that,
I mean, people want excitement in life. Life is kind of go to work, get up, you know, go to sleep, all these things you do as a routine. So when you go on vacation, you want to break up your routine.
You
want to
almost kill yourself.
Well, you want to feel a little different than you do in your day-to-day life, right?
Can't you just change your pants?
Yeah, but I think people want a little more.
Go to a zoo? I mean,
I'm almost against zoos. You know what? Zoos,
I know.
I'm getting on the fence about zoos. I used to really like them because you can see kids and appreciate animals.
I know.
But these poor animals, you're locking them up.
I know.
And these killer whales and these dolphins, and they're in this place, and they should be in the ocean, and I don't know.
There's two schools of thought. I agree that
there's two schools of fish. There's two schools of thought.
Yeah, and you know them both.
One's locked up.
If they're in natural habitats somewhat, or fictional natural habitats, and they can roam like free-range buffaloes, it is exciting for a young child who may never, ever see a buffalo live anywhere.
Right, yeah.
That's good. Although with the onslaught of television and stuff, you can see them in their natural habitat.
But it's still virtual.
It is.
This is real,
so
real.
That's
smell
good.
And everything.
Petting zoos are cool because they can actually touch the animals. But again, those animals have to be able to roam around a lot. So, and as long as the animals are treated like with more love than they could ever have in the wild.
That's the thing. I want to make sure of that. How do you know?
But they have to stay in domestic situations. Otherwise, they are roadkill.
Yeah.
That's the problem. But I think that's okay. I do have a problem with the human race.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where we think that we were placed on the planet, and all these animals and fish and birds and trees are here for our enjoyment.
Well, that's what the Bible says, right? God put them here after us, for us.
I know. Aww. But actually, it was here first, and we're the ones that are destroying the stuff that was here first.
Yeah. Do you know how bad people
are,
Ron?
That's sad.
Do you know how bad people are? This is else what is trending. Mm. Nursing homes. People are taking pictures of these people in awful situations and posting them on the internet for laughs.
What?
Yes. Yes. I couldn't believe it. We have sunk that low.
What?
Can you imagine your loved one, your mom or someone, in a picture of them in a you know, sad situation and then being poked fun at?
Who's laughing at this?
Look it up.
Stuff?
It's just, I was on NPR. I forget what state it was, but can you believe that's a thing? Taking pictures of someone in a situation like that at the end of their life?
Oh my God.
I
don't even know what.
Please,
oh my God.
Just make it stop. This planet, I want off this planet. There's nothing good happening. Between Donald Trump and all these weirdos and this people taking advantage of other people, I want off.
I knew this would happen with society because I think society was so goody-goody that all the ones were just playing along. And they were actually still racist. And still angry people and still separatists and still didn't want to get involved with people that spoke different languages.
Right.
And it's sad. And every time I think that we become more civilized as we progress,
right.
I realize we're just not saying that we're not civilized because we kind of aren't. We are animals.
Right.
And I'm not, and you're not, and I know tons of people that
exactly,
aren't.
Exactly, right.
But I also know tons of people that are. And
they're
not evolving. They're not evolving.
And
they're passing it on to their children.
Their chromosomes are all kind of screwy.
I've said on this show so many times, I'm a little bit older than some of the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in a generation with peace, love, free
and
love.
Understanding.
And, yeah, somewhat.
Peace, love, and understanding.
We
That's
wanted
a
to
song,
make
right?
the world a better place.
Yes.
We wanted love. We wanted everybody to get along. We wanted black and white to coexist.
Right.
Everything was going to be wonderful. And then that generation grew up and all of a sudden became very conservative and just like their parents were.
Mm-hmm.
They were rebelling against their parents' set ways, and then they became them.
Yeah.
What a waste of a generation.
Do you think that's going to keep happening, though? Or do you think this generation is finally catching on with Bernie and things like that?
But that's what all the generations do. When they were younger, they were...
Everyone grows out of it? I didn't grow out of it. You didn't grow out of it. That's right. So I'm saying, is there maybe hope that some of these kids are not going to grow out of it and we're going to have be able to get a foothold on this finally?
No, it's going to be a similar mix where some do and some don't.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I was so sure when I was in that generation that this is the coolest thing ever.
Right.
And then when I saw half the people I grew up with become just the very thing that they were rebelling against, it blew my mind.
That's irony.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happens. Or maybe when you get older, I don't know. I have no idea what
your values change. I don't know.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, a schoolmate of mine, so he's actually my age, just told me he's going to have a baby. I think that's pretty exciting.
How's this possible?
No, he's married.
Oh, okay.
And he married someone younger.
Yes.
They've been together for many, many years. So happy. Beautiful couple. Right. Wonderful people.
Right.
And he just, in confidence told me, no names, that he's going to have a baby. I think that's great.
Oh.
He was reluctant to tell me because my own son has passed away. Certainly. But I said, no, I'm so glad that you did because I think that's great that life goes on and it gives me hope. And I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But he's, he said, I'm a very selfish kind of person and can be cruel or whatever. He didn't use the word cruel, but he's like me. It's like hard.
Right.
And I said, no, it'll melt your heart. It changes everything. It really does. Yeah. It can make you more,
more. You can.
And I think it will with him because he's a very smart guy.
Yeah.
So I'm encouraged that life goes on and,
That sure do.
It for sure the right does. People, too. Especially these people that really, want and are going to raise a beautiful family that's smart and intelligent and...
I suppose.
Not this inbreeding of more problems in the country of rednecks and people that just are ignorant.
I think we both said before that anybody can create a baby, but yet if you want to adopt a baby, you've got to go through all these questions.
Red tape. Yeah. Yeah.
Not necessarily red tape, but you have to make sure you are fit and you can provide a good life for this child.
Mm-hmm.
When you're just sticking your dick in things, the question of good life doesn't even come up.
Yeah, that's been going on since the beginning of time.
I know that. And you can't do anything about it because then you sound really weird.
Well, yeah, then you regulate. You can't, what they say, you can't legislate morality.
Yeah.
Or they can't, something like that.
Yeah, but if you're in a financial situation where you're almost living out of a box and you've got 10 children,
right?
I'm sad. That makes me sad.
Yes. Well, of course.
At a point, penises must be chopped away.
Well, I don't think that's quite the solution.
Well, I don't think so either.
In that case, other cases, I think castration is absolutely called for. Chemical castration in certain cases, I absolutely totally believe in because these men are out of control, committing atrocities. Wherever they are in the world, then you need to get that pill and just too bad.
Yeah.
But not for everybody. I mean, back in the day, remember they gave it to the guy that invented the computer there that they made the movie about in
Al
England.
Gore? Didn't he invent
Thank you, Al
everything?
Gore. In climate change. Thanks, Al Gore. No, it was Alan Turing. He was the British guy. Yeah. And he was homosexual back in the time in England where it was against the law.
Right.
Okay. So they eventually gave him, the chemicals and the medicines and he killed himself. And it was very, very tragic because this man was a genius and he changed the course of everything as far as, computers and stuff like that. But anyway, so I guess my point was just that, you shouldn't just do chemical castration. But nowadays, in cases of, violent crimes and things, absolutely. Mm. Come on. Mm. You don't need to chop people's hands off like they do in the Middle East. But, chemically castrating somebody that has a problem like that is okay.
I wonder why they can't come up with a pill for a man that, for a temporary period of time, stops you from producing sperm.
Oh, so for birth control purposes.
Birth control for men.
Right.
And all it would simply do is stop the flow of not the flow, but the efficiency of the sperm for a particular pattern.
Okay, I see.
Like Viagra, it makes you...
But that's not 100%.
No, nothing's 100%. A condom can break.
Right, but I mean, you can just get a vasectomy, and that's
permanent. That's not reversible.
Right. Well, I see you want something reversible.
Well, possibly. What if you're, I mean, what if you want to date, but you don't want to wear the stupid skin? a condom thing, and then so and then, but you don't want babies, and then you get married, and then you do.
Well, I don't know. I hate to say that men are not that responsible to take a pill for that reason every day. I just can't picture it happening.
Well, you get responsible if you realize you got to pay for the baby the rest of your life.
But a lot of men don't. They don't care about it. They deny it. They won't do it.
Because
they're not physically having the baby. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, but they're financially having the baby.
Sometimes. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they escape it. They're what do you call it? Deadbeat dads.
Of course, but that's against the law. And
so they're not physically carrying a baby.
Oh, they'll find you eventually.
I think it's the women have to really, if they don't want to have a baby, unfortunately, the woman really has to take charge here and not depend on some guy that says this or that.
I know that. Well, guy can't depend on some girl that says this or that too.
Right.
Some women want to get pregnant anyway.
And two sides of the coin.
And they'll say, yeah, of course I'm on the pill. All right. Let's go, Joe. You know, you don't know.
Yeah, Joe's a good guy. Don't talk bad about Joe.
No, I don't like Joe. Garnishing wages. How is that possible? How do they use that word? Where did they come up that way? There are thousands of words in the English language that would work a lot better than garnish. When I'm cooking,
yeah, that's like a little piece of what do you call oregano on your plate?
Yes,
parsley.
Well, when you garnish something, you're making it pretty and you're adding to it.
I've never garnished a plate. Here's your hot dog. Eat it or don't. Garnish a plate? That's effort. That's taking things and making
it just
nice.
Just making it pretty.
I don't care. It's food.
Well, you know,
it goes in your mouth.
I know. I understand where it
goes. I'm not running a restaurant.
I get where it goes.
Well, some people don't. That's a whole other website. Unfortunately, I saw that website.
Yeah, this isn't so bad.
I don't know.
It pops up a lot.
It depends.
I never got that part of it. I don't know who came up with something like that, but it means the opposite of, I think, what they meant to say.
Taking away, adding. They're garnishing somebody else, but they're not garnishing you.
You're going to garnish my wages. You're going to make them pretty and add to them?
Add to someone else's. No, they're garnishing.
No, Ron, it's the opposite.
Yeah, taken away. Yeah, we need to Google that word.
Yeah, well,
and
you're
I think
not,
it means what I think it means.
It probably means something else, but can we make up another word?
I mean,
is it... Did we use all the letters already? So let's start using words that mean the opposite.
Urban Dictionary really needs to catch on then, because that just has sayings that people have adopted and it becomes a thing.
Doesn't make sense. It's like when you drive around. There's always a Maple Street. There's always a Washington Street. In every single town is
Elm,
a Washington Street.
Yeah.
Elm. Yes, the tree thing.
Maine. Is there a Main Street in this town or what?
And we're around in Maine, they throw Central in. Town has the same stuff. And I'm thinking, can't there be a town that can be somewhat creative about that?
Yeah.
I know the city of Brockton has weird stuff because on the east side of Brockton, it's just named
that. No weird stuff in Brockton. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just the first names of people. It's like Susan Street. Like, what? Can you
be
a little more creative?
I would never live on Ralph Street or whatever it is.
I think they do that.
I'm not doing that.
Isn't that odd?
Yes. The guy that did ran the bulldozer and they got to name the street? I mean, is that really what's going on? I'm confused.
But just the first name?
I'm going. Stoughton has First Street, Second Street, Third Street, and they're all trailers
I like Manhattan. I like Manhattan. Oh. I like Manhattan.
It's a Judy Garland.
Right. But it's 56th Street, and you know what the street up is?
Right.
57th.
Well, we can't all be New York.
But it makes so much, it's so easy.
It does.
It's so nice.
Yeah. It's congested, though.
How can you not know where you're going?
Yeah, but that's not creative, as you were saying.
It's like saying, you know,
I'm
on 56th Street. Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me where 55th is? It's one block down.
Yeah, one block. Two blocks. We like to say the word block up in New York.
Yeah.
It's all blocks.
Well, they are blocks.
We don't say blocks here.
No, we don't. Well, we kind of maybe.
Walk around the block? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, it's not really a block, though.
I don't like that word either.
Yeah.
It's got to go.
John Street. It's just weird. It's just
odd. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know why that happened.
What if you live on a route? Route 1.
Now, in the city of Brockton, which is a city near this particular studio,
right?
They have Belmont Place, Belmont Street, Belmont Ave. What's with this Belmont crap?
Yeah.
I mean, again, can't you just like choose another name? Because it's confusing. I live on Belmont Street, Road, Place, Court, what?
Well, selling real estate, I got to know Brockton pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Be driving around my partner all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He would notice something. We ran into something called Snell here and there.
Yes.
Snell Place, Snell Court, Snell Ave, all different.
Yeah.
What's the Snell thing? And we made jokes about it. We had fun. I kind of miss doing that.
Well, it's funny if...
Driving around Brockton. I mean, I can do it looking for Pokemon now, but I mean, driving around with a real purpose was different back then.
It's to the point where, well, we've run out of names for streets, Bob. What should we... We got a Snell Street. I know, we're running out of names.
Snell Court.
I mean, because there's nothing. We got nothing else
and
here.
And Snell? It's not even like it's a good sounding word.
No, it's like one loop off from smell.
I'm not living on anything with Snell in
no.
it.
No.
Or Snail. I don't...
Snell Street.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want a good sounding street, number one. If I'm moving, it better not be something funky.
I don't want someone's name on my street. It's like I'm not living the rest of my life on all my envelopes with somebody else's name on it.
Oh, yeah. How about confusing. Ron on Ron Street? People think, did you plan that? That's awesome, dude. You're the man. I mean, that could be that, right? It like if be. I lived on Victoria Place.
Yeah.
Or something.
That would be awesome.
Should be my goal now. Find a place with my name and go
there. You
need to
do something where they will honor you by making you a street.
Oh, like die. Yeah, that's what happens. Like Martin Luther King Drive and stuff.
Yeah.
I have to be really popular, do a lot of good things, then die.
Yeah.
And then I get a place.
And then you'll never enjoy your street.
But still, I'll have it.
Yes.
I still want it. But I don't think I'm going to do anything street worthy.
Street worthy. Oh, I see.
You know?
Although it's an easy job, I understand.
Oh, right,
but
right.
It's not legal. But no. Street worthy is fun.
Street worthy, yeah.
I used to see prostitutes walk up and down the street on Main Street in Brockton all the time.
Yeah, years ago.
A couple of decades ago.
What happened?
I don't know. I think the price went up so much, no one was worth them to pay.
Are they rousting them?
I don't think so. Maybe they're wearing masks so they don't know.
Because I think the drug problem is still very bad, and people need to do something to get money to buy their drugs somehow, to kill themselves. I mean, it just has to happen
they just
in that
used to
order.
They walked up and down the street all the time.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
I think a drug death would be enough if I knew someone to keep me off of drugs. I mean, I would just want to stop because I'm like, oh, if they died, why won't I?
Well, it's very
I'm not
true.
Immortal.
It's very true. But we tend to forget.
You're playing with fire.
I know.
Maybe they don't care. You know what? I suppose if you get down enough, you're like, whatever.
It's not. I don't think it's that they don't care. I think that their body physically.
Oh, that's right. You said
cannot.
They're
cannot
not feeling, so they're
going to
take
it.
More, and they're going to need more
it's
drugs.
It's not a
and,
choice. They're not themselves. They have been altered by the drug to the point where they can't exist without the injections. I don't think it's their choice anymore.
Aren't you supposed to do methadone then? Like you go to a clinic and then you sort of get off it and get onto
that?
It
doesn't work for everybody.
Oh, yeah. That's too bad. Boy, we're a real happy show now.
Well, we're real, Tori.
We are.
Sounds like a Twitter name. Real Tori.
Real Donald Trump?
You don't have Twitter.
I do, but I never really use it.
I just started using it.
I don't know if I should or not. It's just more time. It's more time away.
You shouldn't because it'd be toxic.
Well, I don't want to be stuck on a device any longer than I need to be. It's tying me to
Twitter
technology.
Oh, very much. But Twitter tends to be more caustic, I think, because you say what's on your mind in very short blurbs, so you got to get it out there. And it's just there's no mincing of words. Right. I think Twitter is a very caustic mode.
Well, you know what? The thing about me and the internet is, and this is why it won't work with Twitter, because from what you're telling me, I say something, and I know how it works. People say something back.
Correct.
If I had a huge following, I'd have to monitor every single thing that's being said to me, and then either reply, get angry, block. I don't know what I would do. I would start to, like, that would consume my life. It would be all about that.
It would be.
So I definitely have to avoid it. Because I get all into these internet battles with people already online. I'm like, oh,
again,
my God.
Again, let's go back to the original conversation about where we are in our society. If I had a difference of opinion with somebody, it would be usually face-to-face or on the telephone.
Right.
And it would be discussed back and forth. It would be a conversation face-to-face or telephone. Now, we do it through emails. We do it through Facebook.
Texting.
And we are not... We're not going back and forth. We're upping each other's comment. And there comes a point where I can't explain what's behind what I've said because I'm not in conversation
with
you.
And you listen
to
what else when you say this. You have time to think about your answer. It's not like coming naturally.
Good point.
Yeah. You can just start to think and say, okay, I'm going to do this. I pull up my thesaurus lots of times when I have to do a good response. I'm like, oh, what word can I use? I can't think of the word.
So you're gathering the information.
You get,
so you just said something to me, and I said, "Good point."
Mm-hmm.
Had we been on, I mean, not you and me, but had two people been on Facebook or something,
mm-hmm.
the other person would not have said good point, because that's an immediate reaction to what you said.
Right, and it only happens when I'm in an immediate thing like that on Facebook. Yeah. I have said good point.
Correct. Otherwise, you will not say good point. You will correct or retort. And that's what's missing in Without Conversation. And that's, I believe, what has social media has made us more angry people, more opinionated, more holding our ground.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of trolls on there. And I'm trolling some people also. Yeah. And you know how you do that on social media?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's awesome. Okay. So you're in one of these conversations back and forth with like a Trump supporter.
Yes.
Let's say, hypothetically.
Okay.
And so they say something, and then you say something, and then they say something else, right? You can go back and edit what you said to make their response look even weirder. But the thing is, if you think they can change it, you might be right, except for one loophole. Then you block them. Then they never see your response, how it changed, and then theirs is just hanging there. They think that you just deleted the whole conversation. Oh, no, I just deleted you, buddy, and you're looking like a dummy.
Interesting.
Case in point, there was a Hillary Trump thing going on yesterday. Yes. And I said, I said about the t-shirt thing, and he said, you know, you're not making people sound like retards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to be politically correct. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, believe me, you're far from politically correct when you use the word retard.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
And then, since that's something that you said, you know, and then he said, yes, well, he said, both candidates are pretty lousy. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, that's something we can agree on, was his word, right. Something we can agree on.
Right.
So I went back and said, and you sound like Donald Trump, as dumb as him. And he goes, well, that's something we can agree on.
Oh,
you like that?
Yeah.
Yes. So I blocked him. So now he can't see how I said that. And he's agreeing that he's stupid. So listen up, everyone. That's your lesson of the day. Go back and edit your things when you're in an argument with someone, and then block them. And there's this left hanging there. Ta-da.
That's like a high five that didn't go through.
I wish I didn't have this much time on my hands, but yes.
It's interesting. You should be coaching people.
I should do an adult ed class. I'll teach one how to use social media correctly in fun ways and create groups
for
and block.
For fun and profit.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
I know all the little ins and outs.
Interesting.
Create fake accounts. Spy on people. They can block you, but they can't block your fake account. Because you'll just see, if someone blocks me, I'll just go and sign on my fake account and see, oh, they blocked me. They still have an account. They didn't delete their profile. You liar.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. That's
so
right.
So glad I don't get involved.
Don't get involved with me, Ron. Believe me. No, I remember Jay Stewart said something to me once. He goes, I would never F with you. Because I told him my little tricks about Facebook.
That's cute. I would never F with you.
He's a smart, because he's a smart man.
Aww.
I said, I delete and block people like that for almost nothing. But not really almost nothing. To me, it's something, obviously.
Right, of course.
So, turnabout is fair play. If you want to delete and block me, go for it, because it's only
world.
Right.
What a world.
It is,
what a world.
It is a great world.
What a world.
It's a virtual world.
It's a virtual world of crap.
That's going down when that button, when the terrorists get a hold of the internet, boy. They're working on it. It's going to be a financial ruin. Financial ruin.
It kind of will.
Enjoy the apocalypse.
Oh, my God. You're scaring the hell out of me.
Hey, whatevs.
What up?
Don't make no never mind to me as long as I get my rent on Friday.
That's what she said.
George Thorogood.
Makes sense. Mrs. Thorogood said it. That's what she said.
It was thoroughly good.
Hey, Tori and I are finished for now. So we'll see you next time.
Next time. America.
Yeah, America. Yeah, right.